This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what I've been talking about over the last week is, well, what's going on in public schools, and I wrote an article, as a matter of fact, and the article is called Parents of Public School Students, What Are We Supposed to Do? And I'm giving you firsthand experience as to what happens to a guy that actually brings our real history, our real science, our present state of things into perspective in a lawful sense. In other words, always making reference to constitutional law and showing them the price paid so they can understand as to who they are as patriots, Christians, conservatives, and so on and so forth. And apparently, the federal government, who is illegally indoctrinating your children, don't like the fact that someone's actually showing them, that's countering international baccalaureate, that's countering Common Core, which is nothing more than communism, that is countering, friends, at every step, no child left unindoctrinated, which is shooting for the floor rather than stars, and play attempting to minimize and to establish a middle way when it comes to the playing field. Nobody's better than anybody else. And again, apparently, friends, they don't want guys like me bringing this message into the public school arena. And it's interesting, those that are complaining about what's going on in public school is 86% of those that are Christians, self-proclaimed, conservatives and or patriots, are the ones that are dropping their kids off at the public school to be illegally indoctrinated in the first place. And when you look at Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified by your children, so the adults that are dropping their kids off can't complain about the harvest that they're going to reap, and guess what? You're reaping it now. Well, yesterday I shared with you as to what took place in Kabul, Missouri, when I was sharing with the students and the student body and the teacher faculty life, advocating life, and how the principal didn't like that. And he gave the open door to anybody that wanted to leave because I was showing a picture of Samuel Armus, the famous picture of the little baby putting his hand outside of the womb when his womb was cut open because they were going to fix his spine because mommy and daddy said yes to life. Well, he didn't like the fact that I was advocating life because, friends, just keep in mind, he was just doing his job. No, he wasn't doing his job. He's a traitor to his cause, and he's kissing those students down with a kiss as he's paid 33 pieces of silver. And it's exactly what he's done. And if you see the history of Judas, remember, he hung himself. And that's exactly what happens. He who digs the hole, the Bible tells us, will fall into the hole that he himself dug. And that's what happens at the end of the day. And then I also shared with you, friends, as to, you know, the fact that Samuel Armus's parents said yes to life. And then I shared with you that a couple minutes later, the principal didn't like the fact that only two or three people left. So in the process, what happened is the message completely backfired, or at least his method completely backfired as to what the response was that he wanted. What happened? Well, the teacher faculty, along with 698 students, stood up and gave me a standing ovation for advocating life. And then they came down to me, and when they came down to me, guess what they said? They asked me the question, what are we supposed to do? And then I went on to share with you, friends, the story of Nicole Beecroft, who, a 17-year-old student at a Tartan High School in St. Paul, who walked into a laundromat and stabbed her baby girl repeatedly 135 times. And asking you the question, who taught her how to do this? And then I shared, friends, that Nicole was told that that's all she had to do is take her baby to the hospital and drop it off. Yet, friends, in some instances, a murderer, you've been desensitized to call them doctors, you've been desensitized to submit yourself and subject yourself to illegal sanctions by corrupt black-robed tyrants called the blacks, well, we should call them the Black Supreme Court. And then in the sense of tyrannical, not color of skin. I mean, just think about that. This little girl was taught by the older generation that if you want to get rid of your baby, just take him to a doctor, as they say. And the doctor could have killed her child and did the exact same thing that she did. The difference is that she went to prison for the rest of her life, and rightly so. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a wound for a wound, a life for life, a blow for a blow, so on and so forth. If you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime, the Bible says. And rightfully so. But just think about the fact that if she would have took the doctor, or took the baby to the doctor would have did the exact same thing, but he would have been paid to do it. And then I shared with you all of these pictures of these little babies, decapitated. Many of them were subject to torture, there's no doubt. I told you the stories of doctors telling me what they're doing inside of abortion clinics on numerous occasions across the country after doing tea parties. And then I ended the show with a little baby, a saline baby. They injected salt into this baby. And here you have the modern day self-professed Christians standing around an open casket with this little man where his skin is all black because that's the salt injected into his bloodstream. And he's laying there dead, and they're praying for him. And this is what you've been settling for in this country for the last 60 years, America. It's not the church. It's not Christianity. It's a lack of Christianity. And I want to tell you what they have put off. They have put off the commandments of God, is what they've done. And they've taken on the suggestions of the likes of none other than Margaret Sanger. And as a matter of fact, even yesterday I had shared with you, friends, a story that just broke. You know the guy that did the whole expose on Planned Parenthood committing crimes against we the people and, of course, the innocent in the womb. Read Proverbs 6:17 when you get a moment. But it was interesting that the federal judge, as he called himself, thought it was his job to go ahead and find the guy that did the expose, David Daladin, $200,000, and he said nothing concerning the crimes of the murderers that call themselves abortionists. That is the definition of tyranny. But see, America, you've left off the commandments of God, and you've taken on the mindset of Margaret Sanger. Well, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to bring you back into another school in Boca Raton, and I want to show you what needs to happen for you in order for you to win the day. I'm going to bring you through a little bit of Margaret Sanger, the next segment, and then after that, I'm going to bring you to Boca Raton in Florida, and I'm going to share with you as to what happened when they thought they were going to go ahead and kick us out of their school. See, what they didn't know is the law was on our side. And see, America, what you need to know is it's on your side, too, as long as you agree with the laws of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of Creation Ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley Dean here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on Facebook if you'd like and follow over there. That is Bradley Dean 1. I'm sorry, that's not Bradley Dean 1. Forgive me. Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook. And if you'd like to jump over on our Twitter account at any time, you may do that. That is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth over there. And you can also call in at any time. Please stick to the topic. And that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You know, I spend a lot of time with my kids concerning people that are in their lives. I mean, there's four types of people in our life. Those that add, subtract, multiply, and divide. And, you know, as long as we're following the Christ, we're always going to be okay. Because he promises just that. Read John 10. And it's interesting that with the way things are in this world, remember, Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And he also said, if you remember right, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father. I said, I always tell my kids, just listen, stick to following the Christ. Let your eye be single. Let him be the author and the finish of your faith, and you'll get to the other side of whatever it may be, because it's going to be here for his glory. And again, he promised that. If he's the author of your faith, he'll also be the finisher of your faith, which is always good to know, right? But look at the way the things are going in this world today. I mean, look at how people are divided. And I'm going to tell you why they're divided, because when you go back to what's being taught in public schools, friends, it's purposed. Do you understand? I did a radio show one time where a guy asked me, you know, about my opinion. And I said, my opinion doesn't matter any more than your opinion does. And I went on to say to him, I said, the problem that we're having today in this country is that people used to be rooted in the same principles. And therefore, if they had different ideas or opinions, they were always according to the same law. And I said, we don't have it anymore. And I said, when you look at what's going on in public schools, therein lies the problem. I mean, you have international baccalaureate. It's a global education scheme. It's un-American. It's unconstitutional, therefore illegal. And by the way, if you knew your rights, friends, you would know that it's null and void. You know, it amazes me how people, when they see this kind of stuff, they just, what they'll do is they'll get themselves out of public school. And for the most part, I understand why they do it. But you know, in a lot of ways, the best thing to do is to train up your children at a young age and keep them in public school to teach other students what the right way is, rather than to teach them to capitulate or run from the battle, teach them to run to the battle. And that's exactly what this ministry has done since day one. And it doesn't make any sense why there's so many Christian schools going up across the country, which, folks, again, some people, let me explain something. Some people will think, well, Bradley, why are you always separating the sheep from the goat? Why are you always beating up on the modern day church? I want to tell you why. Because I do it because I love, through experience, to understand that those that call themselves Christians, that's the furthest thing from the truth. I mean, the Bible says that he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. I mean, nobody likes a liar. And there's a lot of people out there calling themselves Christians, when in fact they are not the Christians of the Bible. They're a different sort, like a bar Jesus found in the book of Acts. It's not the same Jesus. Jesus said in the book of 1 John, the New Testament, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And when you go to John 14:21, it says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. Okay? And those that have the Son have life. And I don't see the life. I see a lot of people in this country under a false grace, read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment, using Jesus as a crutch. And it's interesting, friends, the love that they portray is a false love. The grace that they portray is a false grace. The mercy they portray is completely upside down on its head. And that's just the tip of the iceberg when I'm talking and highlighting the false doctrine that I see within the body. And going all the way to the top in the United States of America with church leaders, friends, I completely understand why we're in trouble. It's because of compromise. It's church leaders compromising with politicians. See, when in fact, if the church would hold to the Christ they profess to serve, God would manifest himself in such a manner to destroy the works of the devil that the politician wouldn't have a leg to stand on when it came to compromise. And I see it all over the place. And another thing, you know, one of the things that I heard too is sitting with church leaders, as they call themselves, is their omission to say what needs to be said. I mean, blatant, clear, obvious things that need to be preached in our time are completely omitted. And it's like what I talk about on conservative radio today when I say, they are the problem. They're yesterday's liberals. Well, they are. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you got a country right now that every day 20 million people listen to an individual out of Florida, Rush Limbaugh. The guy's been married how many times? I'm just asking you the question, because we're to judge men by their fruit. He hires a blatant homosexual, Elton John, to perform his marriage. He's immoral, and yet everybody acts like he's the savior of mankind concerning conservative radio. Now, the man needs to repent, okay? And that's the truth of the matter. And by the way, that is love. But the way that people hang on to every word that guy says absolutely humors me to no end, if it were not so terrifying. And see, they do everything just the way that I continuously highlight on the show. They do everything but judge a man by his fruit. I mean, the guy's nothing more than an inquiry mind wants to know concerning the left and the right, which is unconstitutional in the United States of America, only to further aid tyranny in this country and in this government through a debate that shouldn't exist in the first place. And I see it all day long. And what's sad about it is you have the church following guys like that. Instead of doing their own due diligence and following the Christ and proclaiming what Christ tells them to proclaim through commandment, what do? They, through omission, just follow along because they don't want to rock anybody's boat. Well, guess what? That's why change that is needed doesn't come about, because they're not obeying the commandments of God. And, of course, they don't want to lose the approbation of men, not knowing that they're losing face while they're trying to save face. And I see it all the time. I see it all the time. You know, in taking it to what I see happening in this country right now, the greatest travesty is the forfeiture of God's word and departing wickedly from a just and a holy God that has done us no wrong, but nothing but good through his Son, Jesus Christ. And that's another thing. You know, people talk much of this love, and we've highlighted this so many times, but they talk about how God loves us and he has a wonderful plan for our life, and people try that and then they end up falling down flat on their face because they didn't read the Bibles to understand. Firstly, first prerequisite is the cross of Jesus Christ, and then denying yourself, and then knowing the doctrine yourself, and then following him, and again, taking up your cross to understand the power of God unto salvation. They've thrown off their cross. And I believe the reason I'm talking about this right now is because when I was just driving around not too long ago, today, there's a brand new church not too far from here. And there's a big, huge cross on the side of that church. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, Christians, what does that cross mean? Jesus, after his resurrection, after his crucifixion and resurrection, in John 20, came back to his disciples. And he said to them, look at the holes in my hands. Look at the holes in my feet. And then he blew the Holy Ghost upon them. And then he said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And see, what I see is these people in America today saying, no, we'll send somebody else because it can't be me. Which now leads me to, isn't it interesting how many missionaries come from the United States into foreign lands? Isn't it interesting that they can preach into foreign lands a false gospel, but they can't do it in their own backyards? I mean, look at how our schools are being infiltrated and illegally indoctrinated by their own government and by their own people that they refuse. They love their kids so much that they're willing to just give them up to anybody that wants to go ahead and teach them a thing or two. And I want to tell you something, they're not the people that you want teaching them a thing or two. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So, here's Margaret Sanger for you, and then we're going to jump over to Boca Raton. What happened at Boca Raton, Florida? And I want to tell you what happened there is not what they wanted to happen. And that is the victory to those that fight the good fight of faith. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, said the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. This is what you've delegated authority to those that serve we the people to fund? To dissect baby parts and to sell them? Just think about that. Because that's what they're doing today. I just shared with you how the individual, according to this black-robed tyrant called a federal judge, I don't care. Hey, you know what? You know what? When government fears the people, you have liberty, okay? And there's so many people out there, their vernacular is completely upside down in its head, and it's subjected to tyranny in every conversation, and it needs to change. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. I'm no sooner afraid of a black-robed tyrant than I am the President of the United States of America, friends. And I want to tell you why. Because they work for me. I don't work for them. As long as I'm abiding by the laws of the land, you know what? I'm delegating just authority to them from the power that's given to me by my Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. Guess what? They're going to obey what I have to say, not what they have to say through tyrannical ways. Get your conversation aligned with the Word of God and the Constitution, friends, and you'll find yourself overcoming. and you'll also find yourself in a fight. But you're okay, America. I'm asking you the question, are you okay with the fact that you have a government that is literally stealing away my tax dollars and your tax dollars, how they ever came about with that? Well, that's a good question to ask, right? Rather than getting caught up into a debate. Funding an organization that murders children for money in this country. And now the taxpayers by force. Federal judge fines Planned Parenthood investigator David Daladin $200,000 and says nothing about the crimes of the murder mills called Planned Parenthood. I just want you to think about it. I'm going to take it slow. The most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. This is what your representatives are sanctioning today. And it's all aimed at, by the way, blacks, immigrants, and indigents, human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who should have never been born, said Margaret Sanger. Wow, I didn't know it was aimed at blacks. Yeah, you do, because I just told you. And if you want to look up a little bit on Margaret Sanger, you'll also find friends. You'll notice a lot of double talk in this, but you'll notice that Margaret Sanger, she used to deliver messages to the KKK. An arm of the Democratic Party, which doesn't constitutionally exist. Now, by the way, you'll start seeing a wave across the country, little by little, from the conservatives that feel safe enough now to start talking about what they should have always been talking about, because I'm doing what I'm commanded to do. Boy, how come nobody's talking about that? No, because the media sets the narrative, friends. They get you talking about the wrong things. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, which your representatives sanction, friends, her actions on the extermination of the blacks. We don't want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. Wow. Well, how about we hire a guy by the name of Barack Hussein Obama that nobody knows? He's got how many different Social Security numbers? Nobody at his college ever saw him. I mean, he was a ghost there, but you're supposed to agree with what he said because now it's validated because he said so, who had all of his records completely expunged. And yet, America, you can't question the fact that he's from America. You can't question the fact that his birth certificate's a fraud, said the conservatives. Look at the damage that the guy did to this country. In America, you let him do it. Did you know that Planned Parenthood, nobody has aided and abetted this criminal organization more than Barack Hussein Obama? Remember what Margaret Sanger said? She said the minister's work is also important and he should be trained perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals and the goal we hope to reach. How about we put a black president up for the black folks, so they trust him regardless of who he is? I mean, hey, folks, let's just get away from Martin Luther King when he said we're not to judge men by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. How about we do it by judging the content of their character and judging them by their fruits, Matthew 7:16, rather than a little cheesy guy with big ears and a nice smile. And he tells you everything that you want to hear. You know, the other day, a side note, the other day, someone is trying to defend what Donald Trump is doing and how he needs time to make his moves little by little. I just simply said back to him, I said, that's interesting that, you know, as you call yourself a conservative, how you need a little bit more time. But with Barack Hussein Obama, he went on the attack even before he was the president, and you let him do it. How do you justify that, you hypocrite? The president of the United States is the commander-in-chief. He has the authority to enforce the laws of our Constitution. He doesn't need to sit there and negotiate with criminals. How many unlawful executive orders did Barack Hussein Obama implement? He didn't care what Congress had to say. He just rolled right over the top of them. And the American people, well, you know, he is the president. Yep, and you got exactly what you deserved. Man, you know, if I'm having a conversation with one of my sons, you know, is there like a slow way you tell people the truth? Is there like an incremental way to tell them that you better get it right because if not, I mean, here, let's take it over to the church. You know, you see these people that talk about the love of Jesus, and it's not love at all. It's cowardice is what it is. But they talk about the love of Jesus much. And isn't it interesting that they love people to Jesus now? That's the new thing. They just love them to Jesus over time. I mean, as if to suggest God promised you tomorrow, which he did not. As if to suggest that life is much more than a vapor, when in fact he said life is but a vapor, and today is the day of salvation. But they just love them to Jesus. The Jesus that doesn't exist, because Jesus' message was repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's the same thing in politics. What? Oh, we just need a little more time to tell the truth. We just need a little more time, and then once we get a window, we'll do what we meant to do in the first place. Well, guess what? You're just as sneaky as the bad guy then, and that makes you the bad guy. Why don't you just be forthright about what you say by doing it? Why don't you be forthright about what you do by saying it, along with your doing it? Because in this country, regardless if you want to believe it or not, the media, again, got their little poison poured out on you, didn't they? Because the federal government, concerning the president of the United States, he has the authority. He has the authority to stop abortion. Did you know that? He could the first day, he could have stopped abortion. Did he do it? Nope. Nope, he didn't. He got in there and he started to agree with what the corrupt representatives, regardless of what branch, have done under Barack Hussein Obama. And it's interesting now, we're being told that, a side note, that DACA, D-A-C-A, is being done away with under Barack Hussein, under Donald Trump. Really? Did you also know that the immigrants coming into the country have doubled since Donald Trump has taken office? But you don't want to check the State Department's records and statistics, because if you do, you'll find out what I'm telling you is true. And that doesn't line up with what you want him to be. And see, therein lies the definition of idolatry right there. That's idolatry. Why don't we just let's come to the truth of the matter, first with ourselves before God, and then we can deal with issues round about us in the same fashion. I mean, after all, it tells us in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 17, that we're not to hate our brother. We're to love him and not allow sin to be upon him. Or read 2 Chronicles 19 as well. We're to warn our brothers that they sin not before the Lord, lest his wrath be revealed or unveiled against you. Right? I mean, come on. Truth has fallen in the streets in this country, America, and we need to get back to the Christ. And again, I don't care how you think that sounds religious. I am the furthest thing from that religious guy that you want to try to paint me out to be, if that be the case. You're fools for your pain in attempting to do so. I want to tell you, he is tried and true here. He is who he says he is here. And what God has put in me, no devil in hell is going to take it out of me. It's just that simple. And that's the faith that we need to get back to, where we put our feet upon the rock. Amen? Did you know that Supreme Court Justice Tony Scalia said the Constitution contained no right to abortion? Of course it doesn't. And then we have this lunatic, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who has no business. By the way, she's ashamed of our Constitution. She told the Egyptian people, don't emulate our Constitution, she said. Yet she sits as a Supreme Court justice. Are you kidding me, America? And what she says goes, really? Who said that? But she said, frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. Folks, she just incriminated herself. Why is she still there? I mean, people that justify abortion, it's justified through a lie. Rape or incest is only 1%. Potential health problems with the mother or child, 6%. And abortion on demand, 93%. Because unwanted or inconvenient. Since 1973, 18 states in population have been aborted. What a convenient ploy to play out, to depopulize a nation for easier control. And here we are. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, are you ready for this? I was just talking about it. Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted Democrat leaders. Listen to this, friends. The devil said, right? Democrat leaders, Christians can't serve as federal judges, said the devil. This is where it's going. And by the way, they're beginning to stack injustices that call themselves Muslims incrementally around the United States right now that are there to uphold Sharia law. See, if you don't stand up, this is what happens. If you make yourself sheep, the wolves devour. And when you look at the wolves, it's almost hilarious, friends. Effeminate, twisted reprobates, debauchery. I mean, folks, I can go debased, corrupt, immoral, whatever word you want to use, are saying Christians can't serve as... Well, guess what, friends? The church has been preaching it for years. They're just following in close pursuit. You know, let's just call this out for what it is again. When you look at, for example, youth pastors across the United States of America, has anybody noticed a very similar look all the way across the boards? Most of them are pudgy. They got these glasses on. They might have, they got this little effeminate, femmy, queerish looking haircuts. You're seeing pastors and church leaders, as they call themselves across the country, coming out of the closet now. Oh, my goodness gracious. And my gosh, I mean, if I don't laugh, I'm going to cry. I'm constantly prying your eyes open to what's going on here. I mean, it's repulsive, these people. And by the way, when we've done these high schools across the country, which we've been talking about all week, these are the guys that have been opposing us. They were opposing us because they never went into the school. See, they don't want anybody to see what they left undone. See, they love those kids so much that they're willing to just let them sit in there and be indoctrinated 5 days a week. But these guys, they're gross. And I hope every one of you that are gross, you might read the Word of God and understand the character of Christ, because He ain't like you. And it really jacks me up when people walk around with this little, you know, Jesus loves ya. Oh, kiddies, Jesus totally loves ya. Yep, He did so much that He died for ya. Now, the question is why did He die for us? Because we were sinners. We need to be saved from ourselves. So what did God do? He took His Son, threw Him on a cross to suffer for man's sin. Whoa! That's pretty grody. We'll just kind of omit that. We don't want to talk about that. That's too harsh. Well, see, what you do is you omit the cross, which is the pearl to the church. And so when you talk about the cross to these men that call themselves men and pastors and whatever else you want to call them, although it's only referred to once in the New Testament, it's interesting to note in Ephesians 4, by the way, verse 12, 11 and 12, for some reason, they just, the more they can keep you away from the Word of God, the more they can get away from, away with. Yep. And it's the same thing with what you're seeing in government. So I'm going back and forth here. The more they can keep you away from the Constitution, the more they can get away with. Yep, that's exactly right. And again, don't worry about all the laws that they now have overthrown, folks. It doesn't matter. If God said it, that settles it. Period. Okay. And just keep in mind, what they've overthrown is what kept us safe and secure in the sight of God and in man. And see, their 10,000 policies have fallen on the back of man because they failed to keep God's Ten Commandments. So that's what's going on there. And friends, here's the other thing. One more point on this abortion thing. Isn't it interesting how the media gets behind a handful of women that are holding up signs that state, stop the war on women? Does that make anybody mad here? As they're slaughtering and dissecting babies in the womb, they're saying, stop the war on women. Really, what they should be saying is, stop the war on the criminals. Because that's exactly what they want you to believe in. They killed their child, which makes them a murderer in the sight of God. And they want you to quit beating up their crime. They chose to commit the crime, and they did it. Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6, friends. And they want you to quit enforcing that law against their crime. So what they did is they said, let's come up with a sign that says, stop the war on women. Quit enforcing the laws against women that commit the crime. We don't want to be condemned. We don't want the wrath of God to abide upon us. Well, you know what? I'm just simply telling you, is there redemption? Yep, there's redemption for every single person listening to me right now, regardless of who you are. Hey, it shows how awesome God is. So I don't want to hear how bad you are. When you repent, don't sit there and look at how bad you are. Look at how good He is, that He would die on the cross for your sins in the first place. Period. Amen? Moving on to Boca Raton. I'll give you this story. It will be the end of the show. We were doing a high school in Florida. We were asked to do a program out there. They advertised me for 3 weeks. We got out there. And interestingly enough, there was a group of kids. We were waiting outside to enter in. I seen posters all over the place that we were going to be there. What happened is one of the teachers was a homosexual. He goes online to none other than Rachel Madcow, who we sued, by the way. And interestingly enough, he went and told his principal that this is Bradley Dean. Can you believe Bradley Dean's here in Florida wanting to do a high school? He didn't want to be uncovered in front of his students, and I didn't care that he didn't want to be uncovered. I wasn't there to uncover him. I was just simply going there to show him and the students who we are and where it is that we came from so we know where we're going. Well, with that said, I completely backfired. Had it all on film, as usual. Principal comes out and said that the assembly is not going to be performed here today, and I looked at him and I said, that is not a good idea. Within 30 seconds, I'm on the phone. The next day, there was a lawsuit on the desk of the principal. The next thing I knew, a week and a half later, we got a phone call, and the only thing they didn't offer us was a steak and lobster dinner. See, this is what I'm telling you, America. Once you bring forth the law, it sets everything into perspective, and it's not an issue of hate anymore. It's an issue of law. There's one individual in this particular situation that's obeying the law, and there's another one that's not. And guess who wasn't? The principal and the teacher. I was invited back. This made national news. It was great. Let them attack. Had they known, they would have not have crucified the Lord of glory. Let them attack, America. Let their cruelties swell our ranks, because they are. So we went back and we did the assembly. And interestingly enough, see, they don't want to share the fact that you won the victory. The way that they share the fact that ACLU got someone scared off again, they'll tell you about that, but they won't tell you all the lawful precedents being set across the country through organizations and law firms that are really doing their job constitutionally. Well, what was interesting, friends, is because after my program, now this was awesome, all the way around the boards, because you remember the homosexual? You remember the principal? After I gave my presentation, he was the first one up to come and tell me, thank you very much for coming to our school and sharing your message. So what he did is he now had a firsthand experience of who I was and what my message was, rather than what the distorted narrative through the media concerning what they wanted to drop on me before they ever had an opportunity to hear me. So once they, oh, and by the way, this happens all the time. You know, they don't believe the media, but they go online and they say, oh man, I did some homework on you and I seen that one or two report. Yeah, but did you see the report that when the school that I had a problem in, I was there three times before and they gave us a reference that surpassed all across the boards, not only just the superintendent, but the principal. And of course, the students loved it so much that we came back three times to that school. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to hear that. But here's the good news before the end of the show. The kids aren't drinking the Kool-Aid. They're looking for someone to stand up and answer the question that they have. The question that the young people in this country have, America, is, this is the first week of school, that's why I hit this, what are we supposed to do? Show them what to do. Stand up and be the leader that God has called you to be, as you're the greatest of followers following the Christ. Right? 1 Corinthians 11:1. And as you do that, again, it's not going to come without war. But I'll tell you what, you'll find your life in the war. It's not a lot of fun. It's surreal to them that are on the outside, but it's very real on the inside. But also keep in mind, in that fire, so is the fourth man. We'll talk to you tomorrow for 2 hours, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Thank you for joining us today. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.